putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.
Oh, nearly caught me napping here. I'm so wrapped up with all this theme stuff. You can hear it. Listen, if I actually keep quiet for a while, which is unusual for me, listen. See, you can hear it. You can hear all that steam. Right, I'm here with yet another guest. They keep coming in just like steam trains today. I'm here with Steve, who we're having a bit of a discussion off air. We thought you were a guard, but you're not. You're a pointsman.
That's right, yeah. The pointsman grade is... It's not quite a signalman. Basically, my job is to control the levers to change the points at the two ends of the railway at Wootton and Smallbrook, which allows the engine to run round the train so it can pull it in the other direction.
All right. Are you more important than the guard, though?
Oh, no. Guard is in charge of the train.
Yeah. Oh, right. So how long have you been connected with the railway?
I first became involved with the White Locomotive Society, which was the organisation...
That'll be a while ago.
...that predated the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, 1967.
Good heavens. So you've been about a while then?
Oh, yeah. Man and boy, as they say.
All right. I bet you're only about three at the time, though. You must have been their youngest member, weren't you?
Felt like it.
So you've seen a lot of changes then over the years?
Oh, immense. Immense. When we first established the Steam Centre here in 1971, we had the original station building and a small platform. And since then, in the last 40, 45 years, it's grown into the huge tourist attraction that it is now.
Yeah, because I was saying to you off air that years ago when I was 12, and that was more years ago than I care to remember. I came out here then. I think it was just about the run up to Wootton then, and I'm not even sure whether Wootton station was there. I don't think it was. It probably wouldn't
originally
have been.
We just had a small wooden platform, and in the days when we just ran to Wootton and back, we propelled the trains and hauled them back, and the people couldn't get out the trains, and then. In the 1970s and 1980s, we constructed the station at Wootton that now exists.
And of course, the really exciting thing, I can remember people talking about it when I was here, was of course the extension to Smallbrook, which of course made the experience, although it was always a nice experience, it obviously made it that much longer and that much more pleasurable, really, didn't it, with the interchange out there?
Absolutely. There was a lot of hard work went into negotiating with the relevant authorities to allow that to happen. And an awful lot of volunteer effort into actually building the railway physically, because it was 2.5 miles of track that had to be laid from scratch. Mm. It's added immeasurably to the scope of the operation here, and in fact it's changed it out of all recognition from what it once was.
Yes, so I know the railway here has won many awards, both sort of national tourist awards and awards that are specific to the Heritage Railway movement, haven't they?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we actually badge ourselves as a multi-award winning railway, and there's a particular award for the best preserved railway in the UK, and we've won that on three occasions.
It's quite a big deal for the island, isn't it? You know,
it is. I mean, we are an organisation that, or an attraction, that holds the Visit England Gold accolade. We think we're the only heritage railway that holds it, and we may be the one of only one or two attractions on the island that have got it.
That's right. So how much time do you devote to the steam railway now?
My wife would say probably too much. I mean... Today's a nice sunny day. I'm down here doing an operating duty, and yesterday I was on the engine chucking coal around. Mm. I have a day off tomorrow. Monday we'll be back in the offices, and I'll drag the wife with me. Yeah. But this is nice weather. We do the operating duties in the good weather when it's needed in the season to make the money to keep the attraction going. And in the winter, we all roll our sleeves up and start doing the repairs all weathers.
Start doing all the dirty stuff that's so important for the next season, I guess.
Absolutely, and it's completely unseen.
Yeah. Right, we've got to go now, because funny enough, we've got to go into an ad break, and you'd never believe what the first ad is. Strangely enough, it's for the steam railway. But
thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Steve.
Nice to speak to you.
www.vectisradio.com.